Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1019. Visible translated text is as follows. Selig residence. Continued pictures of defense exhibits. 62, 63, page 301. Plat of ground floor, defense exhibit 52, page 299. Sinkovitz, N, page 242. Pond watch with me McCoy, page 242. Small, Miss Dora, page 120. April 29th at factory, page 120. 8 o'clock to 9 a.m., Frank talked to Miss Carson on business, page 120. Conley worried her for money, page 120. Asked for newspapers, page 120. Bought extras, page 120. Could read all right, page 120. Said, Frank just as innocent as I am, and God knows I am never around this place Saturday. Page 120. Elevator makes noise, shakes building. Page 120. Fourth floor works on. Page 120. Frank did not talk to Conley. 29th, page 120. Smith Henry, page 137. Barrett RP, page 137. After the reward, page 137. Counted imaginary dollars. Page 137. Laughed as he counted. Page 137. Metal department, page 137. Works in with R.P. Barrett, page 137. Barrett talked continually of reward he was to get. $4,800. Spoke of it many times. Page 137. Klein, Milton, page 137. Conley, Jim, page 137. Klein at jail with Frank when Conley was brought in. Page 137. Sent word Frank would talk with Conley if L.Z. Rosser advised it. Page 137. Frank would not talk with detectives at jail except upon advice of L.Z. Rosser. Page 137. Thanksgiving 1912, page 137. 4:30 to 6 p.m. Saw Frank, and an evening at dinner dance at B'nai B'rith, page 137. Smith, Mrs. Minnie, page 135. Dalton, C.B., not known at all to her, page 135. Snowball, C. Gordon Bailey, page 135. Son, R.A., page 169. Frank's character good, page 169. Superintendent Hebrew Orphans Home, page 169. Quentin T.